evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, 10/28/2022. And let's take up right now the sort of like the gorilla in the room and just take a look at it. This Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi's husband, gets nailed by the guy with the hammer. The guy in his underwear who's broke into his house, and who knows who had the hammer first. Probably Pelosi had the hammer, but then the guy beats the crap out of him because the cops probably can't figure out who the homeowner is and who the attacker is. So they can't think of who to shoot. So finally, when the guy starts hitting him, they attack him. Now, I pray that Pelosi's surgery went well and that he will recover from that. However, I will say this. Two or three days ago, Justice Alito was talking about how still there are all the Democrats and the demon rats protesting out in front of the Supreme Court justices' homes, and how this week there was a court case of the guy that was going to kill Kavanaugh. But he's also the guy who's going to kill Kavanaugh that called in, right? Called the police, right? And then they came and got him. So that's a behavior. That's one of the several behaviors of being programmed. That's one of the outcomes. Usually the outcome is you get killed by the police because you put yourself out there enough to do that. So I'm just telling you, I've looked at the social media or the posts of this guy, this attacker of Paul Pelosi, and he's got stuff up there to where they can now say on TV, you see, that, oh, he's a right-wing crazy and he's putting out, you know, he had all the misinformation about how COVID vaccines can hurt you. Well, we now know they can't, okay? Or that January 6th was a inside job and that the FBI and all the people were involved in getting those people to do what they were going to do and to urge and egg them on, while Trump offered Pelosi National Guard, 10,000 National Guard to protect the Capitol, and she didn't take it. So you see, we're coming down to cases here to where this week we have a sympathy for the justices, Supreme Court Justice, when Justice Alito brings it all up and dredges it up and say, why can't, Pelosi and the Congress protect the justices? So that's going on, and then in the midst of it, the polls are, if you look at the Trafalgar polls, which is the guy that was so accurate during Trump's first election, Trafalgar polls were the guy that was very accurate in 2016 and predicted what happened with Trump winning. But with the switch in some of the polls just this past few days, where they're coming back up. And incidentally, the Republicans thought they were just going to win like wildfire, they were just going to just overwhelm everything and they didn't have to spend any money. Remember early on I was telling you, oh, they just think they can sit at the country club and drink martinis. It's a done deal. They ain't saying nothing. They still aren't saying anything except for DeSantis, and Rubio, a few people. But Mushmouth, is all he's doing is taking money out of the pockets of people running for office that could have used it to possibly win. But this election, you see, I think they're still going to steal it with the electronic system. And if in Pennsylvania they're now saying, well, it might be 2, 3, 4 days, maybe 5 days before we know who the winner is. And then when you also plug in the information that they put out another 250,000 ballots, which some people were saying that their dogs were getting them and their dead parents were getting the ballots and all the stuff, the usual suspect kind of a deal, all right? Just like they did before. But let's go back to this attack. First of all, it's an attack in one of the Pacific Heights, I think it's Pacific Heights, I believe, wasn't it? Where they live in San Francisco. They also have another property up in Napa, okay, up there in the wine country. But they have, obviously, an alarm system. This Paul Pelosi is worth, I think, I don't know what he's worth, but let's say he's worth at least, he makes like $10, $20 million a year in his stock trades and all that, or more. He might be worth $200, $300, $400, or $500 million. He might be a billionaire. I don't know. But let's just say that he's worth hundreds of millions, which I believe he is. Because he can sure get some inside information, can he, if he wanted to, allegedly. But this breaking in all of a sudden from this guy in the underwear and all that, the timing is kind of interesting. And then also these social media posts have demons, and then they also have pixies and fairies and that kind of stuff, colored things and real pretty stuff, you know, where then he has that posted, and then he's got that on the article. Let's see if I can tell you where it's at. Friendlyfriends.com blog. All right, that's where he was at. And he's got, here's this kind of the groups. His name is David DePape. All right. Why colleges are becoming cults. And he's got like Luciferian demons and stuff in a great hall there. Then he's got Black Adam. And he's got NT2. All right. He's got all these pictures, weird pictures. And then he's got fairies and little pixies and stuff, along with the demonic things. And then he's got a fairy or a sorcerer fighting a demon or whatever, and he's got little pixies. And then he's got Ukrainian cannon fodder, okay? And he's got all this stuff posted, some of what basically is true, all right? And then at the same time, it can easily be construed. Okay, here's the fairies, all that stuff. Go look at it. Friendlyfriends.com blog, okay? And I was sent that by somebody that's not one I follow or anything like that. But what it is, it allows somebody to go after what, quote unquote, the Christian conservatives and all of that. Trumpies and Republicans and all of that, in a time when Justice Alito was complaining about Pelosi and the Congress not protecting after they made the law to protect the Supreme Court justices, and how Kavanaugh was almost killed by this guy. So what I'm telling you is this is probably, allegedly, that this might be allegedly an MK Ultra type subject, okay? Because it's got all of the two, T-O-O, it's too packed for goopiness, all right, with the fairies and pixies and the demons and all the stuff on the website attached to the articles and the subjects. And of course he's misinformation about those vaccines. Well, at the same time, we know now, and you can see the post. Let me see it right here. I read it at stevequayle.com. All right. He posted this. And it basically is saying that 30 million Americans have had problems medically after taking the vaccines, and that there is all kind of health issues with the vaccine. Okay? And then also, if you look at the Kingston, the woman Kingston, who was on, she's talking about what she did before, how 5G would be involved with all this stuff. I told you that I knew somebody who was in Wuhan at the time of the special ops games, and that's also when they turned on the 5G to feature it, and then that's when the hair went up on everybody's arms and neck and head because they had it turned up so high, and then that's when the people started to die in China, and you started to get, because I was getting them in December and January when everybody else was on TV, the doctors, they didn't know what it was yet, where we were starting to see bodies laying in body bags in warehouses and thousands of people like in train stations laying on the floor with sometimes with people talking, taking care of them. And exactly. But I'm going to say this is that with all this going on, and Brother Quayle has put out, I believe, a 2.0 today, and also a private briefing. The private briefing deals with the fact of that we're going to see biowarfare, bioweapons being used probably in the world and the United States. Well, they already have been, okay? They already have been. My very logical and good scholar Temecula asked me a question. He says, I know a guy who works in the refineries, and to say that we only have the 25 days left of the diesel is kind of interesting because some of the refineries have been being worked on and what have you. But here's the deal. The people that run the world, the WEF, the New World Order, or the World Economic Forum, who are doing the Great Reset, are operating literally operating on plans of the fallen angels and Lucifer, all right, to destroy the economies of the United States and the economies of the world. You saw where Harari, Yuvali Noah Yuvali Harari, is the spokesperson for the WEF, and he says that all this is going to go bye-bye, all right, and that the elite are going to have their Noah's Arks, whereas the planet is destroyed, and then they're going to basically, anybody not on their ark is going to drown, okay? Figuratively, literally, or perhaps in a drowned in a radioactive cloud, okay? Or drowned in a solar pop from the sun, all right? But whatever the thing, or drowned in their own blood from a hemorrhagic flu. A pig flu and a bird flu together makes a hemorrhagic flu. And Ebola is a hemorrhagic. Okay? You see, that's somewhere where they're going. And then now you have University of Boston makes, they revert their gain of function research for your protection to create a COVID virus that has an 80% kill ratio. And I'm going to get back to the MK Ultra here in a minute. And then now we see, what is it, Imperial College in London? Imperial College in London has got the same deal. They're have re-engineered a new, a brand new type of COVID that has a high kill ratio. And then now we're learning in Natural News from the Health Ranger. Basically, he's got an article out yesterday, I believe, called The Doctor Says That Graphene, remember when we talked to you about the graphene oxides? Doctor claims graphene sheds from vaccinated people to unvaccinated people, resulting in destroyed blood cells and clots. So they've got it to where it can now jump from the person who's vaccinated, which could be your mom or your dad, or it could be your grandpa or your neighbor or your doctor or whatever, And then now you talk to them, and then somehow or another that can shed over to you. And that it has, apparently, these clots, which have been found by all these different embalmers and undertakers. These clots are complex biostructures that are created from the graphene oxides and all the stuff, and then from the ultra gel and all the things that we talked about for the last several years. And it says in this article, if you're unvaccinated, stay away from the vaccinated as much as possible. And that is from the medical director of a place called Biomedical Clinics. Wellbergen, as the doctor, was one of the very first experts to warn the public about the blood damage caused by Fauci shots, okay? And last year he released images of the blood samples he had captured under a microscope. Remember all those microscopes of the blood and the strange artifacts that were described like as tube-like structures and particles that lit up and damaged many cells, you see? Well, that right there in and of itself is probably, once the 5G gets turned up, or the 6G, or whatever it's going to be, whatever G it's going to be, that the G-man puts on you. Okay? You're going to start seeing more and more people die, so you're going to have to, by golly, try to stay away from people, and you're going to have to get the things that you need to do to try to remove that or to take care of that, or if you've had the shot, to try to get it out of your system or mitigate, somehow the effects of it. And all of those type of things are still, I think, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, different vitamins, different minerals, different herbs, and different things. You'll have to look all that up and then check in with your doctor about that. Always check with your physician before you do it. Hawk might do something, but I'm not advocating you do something. But when I also heard yesterday night that, by golly, we had a scenario where we are going to be short on amoxicillin. Well, I think your fish may deserve some of that. Fish Flex, Fish Mox, Fish Flex, something like that. .com. Fish Flex, Fish Mox, .com. Or Fish Mox, Fish Flex, .com, whatever it is. More than 30 million adult Americans are harmed by the jabs. It's a national COVID survey, vaccine survey. More than 30 million adult Americans harmed by the jabs, with 15% diagnosed with a new medical condition within weeks to months. And that survey did not include adults killed by vaccines or children harmed or killed. It's a Zogby survey, all right, July of 2022. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is deadly. This stuff is deadly. We got the possibility of nuclear war. And then let me say this. If they're running MKUltra shooters or MKUltra attackers to get in there and to then take away and divert your attention from the fact that maybe the Republicans are gaining on some of the demon rats. And I would not guarantee you that's the case, because they're pulling out all the stops to prevent it. And I guess after Fetterman's debate, he raised like $1 million or $2 million that day. Biden right now is trying to raise $1 million or more dollars right now to throw into these Senate races. Okay. And governor's races and stuff, but primarily the Senate races. And meanwhile, if you want to divert from all of that attention, you see, and the bad juju that is overcoming because of gasoline that's high priced, the inflation, which this Biden, Joe Biden, Red China Joe started because he got rid of all of the XL pipeline. He stopped the fracking. He stopped a lot of stuff. And he can say, well, we're producing so much oil, bop, bop, bop. Well, there's never going to be another building of a refinery. That was stated the other day by one of the top people in the refinery business, the oil company business. Because it's a multi-billion dollar, you know, $10 billion maybe, and 10 years to build one. So in a climate where they're telling Biden and are telling the banks not to loan the oil companies money, and he's attacking the oil companies, the natural gas companies every day just about, they're not going to do it. So we could run out of diesel. The other factor which you don't understand, and a lot of people don't know, and I'm not saying Scotter Temecula because you know it, you do know what you're talking about, but that was a good question. But what we're talking about here is that if the New World Order, the WEF, under Lucifer and the plans was to destroy the economy of the United States, of Great Britain, of the world, okay, then one of the ways you do that, and then if you've got wars coming up against China possibly, against Russia possibly, and that's real highly probable, highly possible and highly probable based on where we're at now. Wars and rumors of wars, okay? Lord Jesus tells about it. Nation's going to rise against nation. And there will be famines, pestilences, that's viruses and all that crap, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. Well, we had a 5.1 up there in California, didn't we, huh? At a 2.6 on the North Carolina-Virginia line. We got them popping up all over the place. And those are being done by HARP-like devices or scalar interferometers or atmospheric heaters or Tesla howitzers or whatever you want to call them. Or let's just say HARP-like devices. Brother Quayle found out there were 72 of them around the globe that were either owned outright or controlled and in partnership with the host companies by the United States. I told you a number of years ago that I had information that the HARPs were being targeted and that Obama let in the French and the British scientists in with our guys and also the Russians into who to target with the HARP. And that's when he brought over the battalions of Spetsnaz to Fort Carson and the various places throughout the United States where they still, many of them are still here today. And many of them are still getting paid by the ultra-black budget. Because they're going to come after you, you see. They're going to come after you and persecute you. But at the same time, everybody thinks it's Phillies versus Astros or Cardinals versus Cubs or, you know, Chiefs versus Buffalo or whatever it is, all right? It's not exactly that way. It's Luciferians who are on various different teams but are in the Luciferian faction. But they appear to be doing this or doing that or doing the other, and they're not exactly where you can tell the players without a scorecard, you see. But if you look at them in terms of Luciferian versus the Lord Jesus, you're going to understand real quick. And they want to destroy and create chaos, total chaos, and have blood sacrifice of billions of people. Billions of people on this planet to where the population is no more than the Georgia Guidestones, which somebody blew up, you see. But that, even that was perhaps a red herring, you understand? Population planet Earth no more than 500 million. Well, anyway, how could they do that? How could they do it? They could do it in the Great Lakes if, as I told you months ago, they brought in freighters, big research vessels, yachts. It could be a yacht from, Saint-Tropez, but it could still be a Russian yacht, couldn't it? Or it could be a freighter coming in from overseas that happens to have something on it, or they're coming to pick up raw material in the Great Lakes, iron ore or whatever it might be, or grain, okay, and take it from the St. Lawrence Seaway, and then you go all the way up into Lake Superior through the stuff, right? So I told you back months ago, and then my deep background information, my sources on that, we talked all about that. We told you about all of the P-3 Orions, the P-8 Poseidon aircraft, all of the E-6s, the E-3s, all the search engines or the search type aircraft. They even had C-130s up there, you know, over it. They had helicopters over it. They were landing people and teams down on the shoreline to see if they could find stuff back then. Well, that's all popped up. Now, guess what? Guess what? Today, the military planes and all that in the entire Great Lake region are non-existent. They've turned the transponders off. Well, you can still see the airlines and stuff. But that in and of itself, you see, is telltale. It's a telltale. It tells the tale. It's a telltale, okay? It's the blink or the wink when you're bluffing in poker. It's the telltale that something really is going on. And what might be going on is that there may be in Lake Superior and in Lake, possibly Lake Mission as well, one of these Poseidon drones that go underwater that are have multi, you know, gajillion, megaton, not gajillion, but I'm just saying, I don't know, I think there may be 100 megaton or whatever it is. They have sufficient nuclear weaponry on these drones, which can sit and operate on their own for quite some time underwater. And for quite some time, we're talking about, you know, weeks, months at a time. And then they can take direction from outside, of course, but they're also able to evade and to move if something comes toward it. And then the Russians would be watching it, wouldn't they? Of course they would. So the fact is that if they explode these, if Biden stumbles into nuclear war in Ukraine, all right, we're sending all of our upgraded nuclear weapons are going over to Europe now, to NATO. Well, what are we leaving here? We got anything here to protect America? I don't know. We got the 101st and the 82nd over there. You got Marine units up, in Estonia, off the coast up there. You're talking about now possibly giving Finland and Poland and different people nuclear weapons. And if anything happens, and then incidentally, the conversation between MI6 and the Pentagon about doing the false flag dirty bomb and to blame it on Russia, that communication was vacuumed up from a satellite, allegedly, from one of the military NSA, blah, 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 top military grade communication satellites, and was vacuumed up and then heard directly about what MI6 is and the Pentagon are talking about, which has kind of blown their game, okay? Oh, they can still blow it all up because why? Lucifer wants blood sacrifice. It's not about money. The people that are doing this own all of the money and own the central banks that print the money. In World War II, ladies and gentlemen, the entire debt was like $25 billion for all of World War II of the United States. Now in the United States, we print, the Treasury prints $125 billion a day. $125 billion a day. When World War II, the total cost $25 billion. So what I'm trying to say to you is you better watch out. Now, in terms of the Great Lakes, turning off all the transponders. Well, incidentally, what one of the things is, since they have now found out that their communications, the military communications, that's right, are suspect, and that the Russians and the Chinese can probably tap into them directly from the satellite. Directly from the satellites by using small satellites that inch around the corner and go up over there. Plug in. And then a lot of the commercial satellites run the military stuff on them too. See, it's on the back door of all the stuff. So the Russians are now saying, Putin's saying, we can take your satellites out. But he's also saying, we've been listening to you. So what they've been doing now in order for these searches and all these things up on the Great Lakes, they've been landing at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, allegedly. And people say, well, somebody would see you land and be up there and you'd see all the... Well, they have runways that when you first hit the runway at Wright-Patt, you can then go down underneath the ground. They become underground runways, okay? It's not like the airport out at, you know, such and such, where you see everything. So they're coming in and they're giving them, because that's also the airspace intelligence command center, is that right, Pat? They're giving them their intelligence briefings and downloads and where to look and all that stuff, and then they send them back up to the Great Lakes. But they pulled all the transponders today. But I want people to know out there that you better get ready, because there's no civil defense in America other than the civil defense you provide for yourself. The civil defense that is in provision is for the elite, for those in Congress that go and get on the underground train and go to wherever, Side R, Mount Weather. And then they got, like, in those different places, they in Side R, they have, like, 1950s, 60s, early 60s houses and stuff. And then I believe it's Mount Weather and some others. They accordingly have Starbucks and a disco and a hospital, and you go out and sit in those in the little street, and you got on the street bench, and you look up, and the stars are out at night, or it's a little cloudy today, or there's a sun, bright sun, or whatever. It's all artificially controlled underground and deep underground. So you're going to have to, as I said last night, you're going to have to be your own general store owner, your own supply sergeant. You're going to have to get your own nuclear, biological, chemical gear, if at all possible. You can get Tyvek F suits. You can get those sometimes at a construction supply locally, all right, where they use those for when they mitigate lead-based paint and or dust. They're going to go in and tear out a bunch of stuff that's real dusty or it's got hazardous materials in it, asbestos. They use those and masks. Now, you can try approvedgasmask.com, approvedgasmask.com, and you can see if they've got anything in stock. I went up and looked. They still have a good appraisal of all the stuff that's available if they have it in stock. Prices have gone up, but you can get the suits, a mask, the filters, different things at three different levels in a group price for a set for one person, okay? You can get individual pieces if you've already got some of it. But I'm telling you, you need to think about, as Brother Quayle stated today, we're getting ready for the bioweapons. We're going to get a major, probably, hemorrhagic type viruses or bacterial infections, where you're going to bleed out your nose, Ebola type stuff, or the bird flu, pig flu together, which makes it very, very terrible, like a Spanish flu. But hemorrhagic, blood involved. So up at Wright Pat, now they're bringing people in, you see, because they can't trust, allegedly, the communications in the satellites, because the Russians and the Red Chinese are obviously easily, possibly able to pick it up. Be almost better to use HF comms and use some kind of coded stuff, so coded that you couldn't figure it out. That would take them a long time to figure it out, and then go to the next one, and go to the next day's pad, and the next day's pad, and the whole bit, like you used to. Because the NSA ain't the NSA that it once was, in terms of relatively speaking, against the others. They're all in the pentagram, and in there they're talking about, well, you can't do that. You got to have transgenders in dresses running you, and then you got to bend down and kiss their rump while you're in the shower and all that. Otherwise, you're a white supremacist. Even if you're black, even if you're Hispanic, you're now a white supremacist if you don't want to go along with this kind of crap. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I will say this to you. And beheld Satan as lightning fell from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lord Jesus has given you that. That's in the red letters. That's Luke 10. 19, you see. Notwithstanding, in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Verse 21, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, further, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Blessed are the eyes, as Jesus then turns to his disciples and said privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things that ye see. For I tell you what many prophets and kings have desired to see, those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Oh, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And you're going to need him to get out of this mess, but you're also going to have to heed his words in Matthew 25. You're going to have the lamp and the lamp oil and the wicks. You might need a Berkey water purification system. Get the ones factory blemish. You can look it up, factory blemish. Berkey, B-E-R-K-E-Y, filter systems. And you'll get a little better deal on them, but it doesn't hurt what's wrong with them, and get the black Berkey filters. There's other types of filters. I also have a Katadyn combi, which has a silver portion and a carbon portion, which is a real good one to carry in a backpack or a rucksack. But if we're going to have situations where we're going to be a lot of people sick, perhaps with hemorrhagic flus and hemorrhagic fevers and all this kind of stuff, if you're going to have radiation in the air, if you're going to have water systems turned off, electrical systems turned off, natural gas systems non-existent, and you go back to 1800, then if you got this stuff, and if you have the ability to purify the water and then have containers to put it in, then you're going to be ahead of the game. And I'm going to tell you one more time, I don't care where you live, you ought to get you some firewood, a load of firewood, or whatever you can. Even if you live in where it's not real cold in the south, if you don't have the little heaters that turn on, you're going to be goofed up. Fireplace, wood stove. You just look up wood cook stoves. There's some neat stuff out there that is not as much money as you think it might be. There's some real beautiful ones that they make in Turkey. Red, green, different stuff. They've got an enameled front on them. They've got the good cast iron things, all the things. But you can heat and cook on it and heat water. This is going to be quite a thing when it pops. I don't know when it's going to pop, but it seems like it's ready to pop at any minute. Because the hackles on my neck, the hair on my arms is standing up. I don't know about you, but when you start to see it on regular TV, you know that it's really bad, okay? Stuff is really bad when you start to see it there. Because the hairspray heads who make $10 million a year, $5 million a year, $20 million a year, when they start talking about problems, they really don't have a problem in their own world. But when they start talking about it, you know you got some difficulty. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. So, when you start to look at people, if they look like a serpent or a scorpion, the Lord Jesus gave you the power to tread on. You go to John 14, and Jesus tells you, if you want to see Jesus, you want him to manifest himself to you, then go to John 14 and read it in entirety, and you will hear right from Jesus in the red letters. You will hear if you want to see him, what you need to do. Isn't that interesting? Would you like to have Jesus manifest himself to you? Then read John 14. Read it to your children. And pray that he will listen to your prayer, because he tells you in John 14, whatever you ask in my name, I will do. Okay? His name is Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, if you need gold or silver, if you need any kind of information, like Brother Quayle has got his QFOS 2.0 and his private briefings. He sent one out each today. Information you need, you might want to subscribe to that. You go to stevequayle.com. You can click through on it. Or you can call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Just tell him Hawk sent you. And you can also get and pick up precious metals, gold, silver, platinum. And incidentally, the prices are down, but as Steve has talked about, the premiums are way up, you see. Premiums are way up. And quite frankly, you're going to have to pay more for them, but the prices are down. So in that respect, you're getting in a little bit different. Gold, before I came on, was $1,639.70, $1,639.70. Silver, $19.24, and platinum, $924, right before coming on, no, excuse me, $1,942 before coming on the air. So you can call Steve and get some of that while you can. But Steve would always tell you, and always has told you, if you don't have your basic preps, the water purification, the water storage, the food, and that by food we're talking about long-term storage food or canned goods or whatever, for, you know, a year or more, you know, as, you know, 2-3 years, 3.5 years would be the Great Tribulation, wouldn't it? But then when does that start? Is it starting now or is it getting ready to start? Because the wars, rumors of wars, nation rise against nation, and when you have famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places, Jesus says those are the beginning of sorrows. Those are just the beginning of sorrows. So as much food as you can get, you better do that before you do the gold or the silver. Steve has always said that. Firearms, ammunition. If you can only get one, you get a 12-gauge pump shotgun. If you got ability to get more than one, or if you've got a scenario where you have an uncle or a Grandpa Joe or your brother-in-law who's got 250 guns, then get, you know, a pistol or a revolver, and then get a rifle, even if it's a 22 long rifle. Because they do work. Shotgun, rifle, pistol. All right? If you got a band in the hand, that's 5 people, okay? Then you can equip, you know, those 5 with different weapons. But everybody has a sidearm, all right? And I recommend that you have different calibers of sidearms. You can have a 9mm or a 45 or a 40. But you could also have a secondary gun or a third gun. You can have 3 of them in little spots. And maybe you need a little 380 Ruger LCP too. Or maybe you have a little snub-nose 38 plus P plus, all right? Or maybe your main firearm is a 357 Magnum revolver. But a 12-gauge pump and a 357 wheel gun, my good old brother, Greg Evenson, he took down the bank robbers with that crap out in Kansas, out on the road by himself. He went in, he took out the bank robbers with the 357 and the 12-gauge. There ain't nothing wrong with that, but you can have different ones, because as you're going through life and you're foraging, it's a class called Forage 101 when the time comes. Whatever you can find, or whatever's laying around, or whatever's in the empty building or the empty car, you might find the rounds for another one of your calibers, for another one of your sidearms. But 30-06, 308, 223, whatever it is you want to get. But you better have something. 12-gauge pump. You might want some of the copper sabot slugs, copper slugs, to hit the gigantes with them, all right? Pop them right in the nose with a copper, don't you know? All right. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, stevequayle.com or 406-586-4840. And when you can, get whatever books Steve has left. He's got some packages, I think, right now. Whatever the type of books he's got left that you can get for a good price for the group. Because I don't believe he's going to make them anymore, because he can't get a quote on the paper or the ink or when they're going to be done. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see, I'm looking here. BAS, the day that Europe died, BASF announces permanent output reductions that will set off the catastrophic supply chain collapse for the Western world. BASF is a chemical company, you see. Anyway, interesting little headline. And hello out there to Lady J in the Smokies and the Blue Ridge. You keep on a cannon. Keep on canning that food and keep it coming. Lady J has turned so many people back on in the Smokies, on to canning, home canning again. But I would tell you what, can in earnest. and get regular canned goods too while you don't have the time to can. Or if you can't find the ball jars, then you can go get regular canned goods. Well, Hawk, that's not gourmet food. Well, I'm going to tell you what, it's a ration. And I like my Denny more, or I like my Progresso beef barley, or my chunky sirloin burger, you know, or my chicken noodle soup, all right? Anyway, this thing is coming down to cases. Coming down to cases, ladies and gentlemen. And the Lord Jesus has explained it all to you in the Red Letter Edition, if you just go read it. If you'll just go read it. I'll tell you what. You want to keep old Hawk on the air? I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome. Federal Reserve notes, bit of silver, bit of gold, bit of platinum, a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus turn it to you 10,000-fold. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And if you still would like to provide Bibles and songbooks in the dialect of the mountain tribes, the Montagnards, the Yards, as some people used to call them, Alton Yards in Indochina, Indochine, the Nuna Makers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Dave and Debbie. They're still able to get money in there to print up the Bibles and the songbooks in the village dialects. And there's great demand for them because over there they're on fire for the word of Lord Jesus, of the word of the Lord, and they're on fire for Jesus. There's a tremendous amount of baptisms, and there's demand for Bibles and hymn books. Now, the fact is, if you want to send a little something, it can be anything you can send to it. Send it to Indochina Bible Project or Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton. H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N, Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, that's spelled with a Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold as well, because I'll tell you what, we need all of those people on the side of Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven that we can get. Because I'm going to tell you, we're not in the majority. Most people have gone down the dark hole. Most people are there trying to walk through the raindrops. Remember in Revelations where it said, Jesus said, I'd rather that that were cold or that were hot, because you're lukewarm. I speweth thee out of my mouth. Speweth you out of my mouth. A lot of people are trying to walk through the raindrops and be lukewarm. And oh, I don't want to get anything known. I don't want anybody to know what I'm doing. Or I don't want anybody to know I'm a Christian. Or I'm just going to keep my mouth shut, keep my head down. Try to, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Do you hear it over there in Australia? Do you hear it in New Zealand? Do you hear it in Antarctica? Do you hear it in the pentagram? Do you hear it in the underground bases? There's power in the blood of Jesus. power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, without him, you ain't going to get through what's coming, because men's hearts will fail them. Fear what's coming onto this planet. What are you going to see? You're going to see space aliens. You're going to see fallen angels. You're going to see los gigantes, giant, big dudes, okay? If you didn't go look at Brother Quayle's site a day or so ago and look at the 12-foot-tall army, U.S. Army Nephilim, you know, that kind of stuff. Steve thinks more like 8 to 9 feet, and I would agree with that. But they show pictures of them in uniform, in operation. I remember also the jihadis in the, you know, who were in a position, and they were overheard that there was a armored personnel carrier Humvee coming at them. They shot the Humvee with the rocket, or, you know, or one of the RPGs or something, and it blew up, and most of the guys jumped out of it. And then they're waiting and waiting, and all of a sudden a guy that stands up on top of it out of the fire, and this guy's 8 feet tall. And then the jihadis get scared, and they say, the Yankees, the Americans are using and fighting with the jinn, with the genies, the jinn. So, ladies and gentlemen, prepare in earnest and up your rapidity. Get your lists out, or find a list from some of the preparedness houses. They have lists of products, or Holly Drennan-Deo, Dare to Prepare, her book, or on standdeo.com, and you go to Holly's section or Holly's place. She has, for free, she has different lists of what she used to do prior to when she did the book Dare to Prepare. And it tells you the different, how much of this food, how much of that food, how much each person needs. It has lists of general items to keep. It has medical lists of things to keep. But I'm going to tell you, if you can get that water purification system, the Berkey with the black Berkey filter, you get two filters that will do you about 6,000 gallons of water. You get more than that, you'll have more of that. You'll be able to keep them longer. There's different sizes of them, different prices of them. You got some that are sports, that are travel size that you can take with you, but they'll still work real well. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for your Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Stand to protect your business, your things that you have. Don't give that over. Don't let the 87,000 new agentur come to take it from you at gunpoint. Just because the war started and somebody backs in on behalf of the fallen angels and a nuclear war happens, or if nothing else, they just take out all the whole power grid. Take out the power grid in within 12 months, 90% of the population of the planet, or of the United States, dies within 12 months in the U.S.